morning, my angels and angels. Thank you guys for tuning in to another morning of the Morning Rush. How's everybody doing today? I hope you guys are lovely and feeling great and vibrant today. So as we go along this time, because I'm actually off today, thank God. Okay. But I actually have a special guest today with me, and it's one of the closest people that's to my heart, and her name is Juanita. Please, everybody, say hi to Juanita.
Hi.
And she's going to be actually here just to put a comment on how she feels today's topic is going to be about. So as I sit outside, because we have to feel that morning rush going on, I wanted to bring on the topic of seeing yourself as somebody that's worth more than value than what you think you are. How do you feel about the valueness of yourself, and what do you feel like is important to you so that you know that your value is implemented on other people, Juanita?
Well, actually, right now, this is kind of perfect because right now I'm really learning how to value myself, and I'm learning just how important it is because it's something that we don't really think about. If you're like me, I'm the type of person where I'm constantly giving to everyone else, and I'm making sure everyone else is like has everything they need and everything they want, to where it's like I fill everybody's cup up until I'm empty.
I definitely get that one.
And it's like, I'm starting to realize, well, if I don't value myself and put as much effort as I put in everybody else into myself, I can't do for others like I want to. So I'm really, really learning just how important it is to take care of yourself mentally, physically, sexually. Like, just taking care of yourself is very important. You need to value yourself more than anybody else because nobody's going to take care of you like you.
Definitely.
Like something I heard the other day where it was like the way, how do you think about yourself? Like when you talk to yourself out loud or in your head, how do you talk to yourself? And I had to really think about that. I was like, you know what? I am my worst critic. And I say some very, very harsh things about myself that I wouldn't say to other people.
And you know, you're not the only one that does that. It's a lot of people out here that that's very sweet to other people. But when they go, well, tell me something about yourself. Have you ever noticed when a person asks you, tell me about yourself?
You never know
what to say because you don't want to say the wrong things. But at the same time, you have to think about yourself like, what is it about me? And I honestly found myself doing that the other day when I was asked about what is it that I want to do or what is it that makes me happy. And I actually sat there and I don't know. Well, what do I like to do? Well, I like to listen to music, drink wine when it's occasionally benefiting me. What is it that I do? I'm a mom, you know, and you know, that's the troubleness of it. We tend to just go by what we do every day instead of going, so what do you love about yourself? Or what is it that you like about yourself that makes you do this? I know for my best friend, she's starting on her career of doing craft and making shirts. And if you ever want to check out her items and stuff, please go to Facebook. She's also on Facebook. Did you want to give out your information?
Yes, I have a Facebook page I just started called Uniquely E as in Ida. You know, you can find me on Facebook, or you can even go to my personal page, Juanita Williams, and I'm about to start sharing it on there as well. I do a little bit of everything. I do some custom work, so you know, you need to value yourself. Come on over and get some valuables. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
That is awesome. So as we go into this little break, we will talk more about what is it that that enables us to value each other. But we also have to remember that God brought us here because he found something that was perfect about us. So we have to realize that God makes no mistakes when we do anything. So just take that in mind, and we'll be right back. Tune into the Morning Rush with Smooth Spirits. Okay, and as I come back to the Morning Rush, I just wanted you guys to know one more thing before I did end it. I noticed that a lot of people has a thing with self-worth, And what I learned for myself was self-worth is the best worth of them all. I know for me personally, I didn't always have the best height self-esteem when I was growing up, because dealing with people of color and other people of race, you know, judging me because of my darker skin tone, it did impact me a lot as I was growing up. But as I learned, you know, black is beautiful. And as we in this day and age, people are crawling for a dark-skinned woman. Why? Because we show more respect than anything. We've been through it all. The adversity, the diversity, the tension of feeling like we ain't nothing. But we rose against that, and now we know where we are. We are queens. And that's what I want you guys to understand as the morning rush ends, that no matter what race you are, what color you are, your self-worth is so much more than what a guy or a female can tell you. Just because a guy can tell you you're beautiful does not mean that you're supposed to be with them. That just means you're beautiful. Thank you for your compliment. I really appreciate that. I'm going to check that off my list because I know I'm beautiful. But it is so good to hear somebody else say you're beautiful. But don't confuse that as to, oh, he thinks I'm beautiful or she thinks I'm handsome. I think we could go far from here. No. Because as soon as they could call you beautiful, it's the quicker that they can demean you and make you feel small or less of a person. So always take that in consideration, that we are all made in God's vision and God's eye. Make no mistakes. God made you perfect like you're supposed to be. Because somewhere out there, a man or a woman sees you how God seen you, and they think that you are beautiful, a beautiful creation. So don't ever stoop low and feel like you have to fit in at a certain place. So you fix your hair, fix your face, fix your eyes, fix your, no. That's not how it works. We are all made in God's image, so we all are beautiful. We're all beautiful, no matter what. But thank you so much for tuning in to my morning rush. I hope everybody has a great day. And without further ado, stay tuned for tonight as I go through our, you know, late night convos with me, Tony. And smooth spirits. Have a good day.